reason we're talking here is about this scientific analysis that you performed, and it categorizes and ranks members of the House by their partisanship. Is that a fair way to put it? You know, classify them as liberal or conservative, or very liberal, very conservative, and the, you know, looking at the data, for the most part, the rankings fit with our sort of anecdotal sense of where these members are politically. Can you tell us about the methodology in layman's terms?
It takes every roll call that people cast that were at least 2.5% of the people voted on the losing side, and uses those data both in the individual year as well as over time to sort of place somebody on a dimensional space. So with the idea that we can locate, based on their voting behavior, all representatives from on this liberal conservative dimension.
Why did you decide to do this analysis?
I've done similar analysis for the Argentine Chamber of Deputies, in the El Salvadoran Congress as well. And just being here in Texas, I've developed a strong interest in Texas politics as well as an expertise in Texas politics. And this is part of a larger book project we're working on, looking at the evolution of the Texas party system from a one-party dominant system to a very competitive two-party system over time. And one of the key points of evidence that we're using are we have these ideal point estimations, or these liberal conservative scores, from the 1973 period to the present. So we can look and see the evolution, how the legislature itself has evolved over time, as well as how individual members locate in any one legislative session. This is part of a larger project that we're looking at sort of the evolution of the Texas party system. And we're using as one of the building blocks the behavior of the members of the Texas House. So one thing we can see that I'll be having an entry in a little bit is that the House has become an increasingly polarized place, much like the U.S. House has. It's sort of following national trends. In the past, the differences between the parties weren't all that great, whereas in recent years, we've seen the distance between the Republican and Democratic Party in terms of the average location of their members on this liberal conservative spectrum become broader and broader and broader.
And one thing you mentioned in writing about this is that there's not, and this jumped out at people here too, that there isn't overlap. You don't see, you don't see a Republican scoring more liberal than the most conservative Democrat. What is that an example of what you're talking about?
So if you go back into as late as say 1985. Let's see, 26% of Democrats were more conservative than the most liberal Republican.
In doing this research, what, if anything, you know, surprised you? What, and can you talk a little maybe about the limitations, if any, to this type of research?
Well, I mean, one aspect is these are all estimates, and there's some error surrounding the estimate. So that's one potential error there. The other is it's based on the roll call votes, and so to the extent to which people behave really strategically, they vote in a contradictory manner, you're not going to get through a true measure of their ideological preferences if they're at some point voting their preferences, but other times they're voting strategically.
So, you know, this is interesting for political scientists and probably for political consultants and political junkies like us at the Tribune. If I were, you know, just a regular voter, a newspaper reader, and not an insider, and I come across this information, what do you think I should take away from it? What's the significance of the rankings?
It provides you with a good location of how your representative in particular is behaving when they get to the House. So one of the points of information that an individual voter generally has is they know if they're a Republican or if they're a Democrat, but that's about it. What this is telling you is in their voting behavior in the House, are they behaving in a very liberal manner, a liberal manner, a conservative manner, if they're a Democrat, and then a Republican, are they tracking more towards the liberal side of things, or are they sort of in a very conservative manner? So where some of these measures seem to have some validity, a lot of like people like Tommy Merritt, Delwyn Jones, Brian McCall were all attacked by Republicans for being too liberal. So if I'm a Republican primary voter and are a member of the Republican Party, and I want to see, well, how is my representative behaving in the legislature? What these data can show us is that, okay, are they sort of behaving more like Democrats or less like Democrats? And likewise, if I'm looking at my Democrat, are they sort of adopting a more liberal stand, or are they sort of trending towards the Republican side of things?